Rachel came to Australia 6 months ago to study, but she never imagined she would go through one of the saddest moments of her life here. At night, alone in the lower carriage of a train, Rachel was the victim of a sex crime.
After a couple of minutes that he was inside the train, I saw him. I looked at him, and I saw that he was touching himself, looking at me. He was finishing the job, if I can say that, and if that's clear enough. So he was masturbating and he finished in the train seat.
The Brazilian student felt very sad and powerless.
I felt really bad, like angry and also disgust, because it's a situation that you feel powerless. There's not much you can do about it. And I just felt really bad that happened to me.
Rachel's case is not unique. Cases of sexual assault increased up to 2.4% in the last 5 years in New South Wales. Indecent assault, acts of indecency, and other sexual offenses raised up to 4.4% in the same period, according to the latest report of the Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research. Deborah Menezes witnessed one of those crimes in the train. I asked the girl if she was all right, and she said no. I asked her if she would like to leave the train with me because I was scared, but she did not want to. I did not know what to do. Deborah has been in Australia for only 5 months and has also been a victim inside a train. It also happened to me. There was a weird man following me on the platform, and I walked away a few times. We entered an empty carriage, but he sat by my side. He took a tube of Vaseline from his pocket and he was waving it in front of my face. According to the executive officer of the Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia, Karen Willis, sexual assault in trains is more common than we think.
Most women, and unfortunately children, young men and boys included, would have stories about criminal actions on trains. Most of them would never have told anyone about it. Certainly there would be sexual assaults on trains, but that's probably fairly rare. I think probably what we're seeing much more of is indecent assaults, masturbating next to them, all of those sorts of things. Any sort of contact of a sexualized nature is indecent assault, and again, that's a serious crime.
Deborah says that the victim she saw tried to get help from Sydney train staff, but she was ignored. She knocked on the driver's door from inside and outside when the train stopped. He did not respond. She was bashing on the door, and he saw it was a girl, but he did not do anything to help her. Rachel also looked for help, but she wasn't successful.
I asked a staff in the Sydney trains about this. I actually described what happened in overall and asked like what could have been done, what I could do, and he said that I had to talk to the police only. That's a matter of police.
The Brazilian student did report the crime to the police, but she felt embarrassed having to talk about it to a man.
That's always weird because it involves something, this particular topic is very sensitive to women, I think. So it's hard to describe this for a man that don't really understand how it is to suffer, like in sex assault.
Sex Crimes Squad Commander, Detective Superintendent Linda Holland, says that victims have the right to choose if they want to talk to a female officer. And she emphasized the importance of reporting these cases.
I would encourage all victims, if they would prefer to speak to a female investigator, to actually say that. They need to speak up because there will be all the matters will be investigated. They will be believed, and we want our victims to feel comfortable. And we'd encourage all victims to report straight away. That way, obviously, investigations can happen sooner rather than later. We can get access to CCTV. There might be some witnesses available. There also could be forensic evidence that we might be relying upon.
Rachel asks for more assistance from Sydney trains for victims of sexual crimes.
Better signs inside the train and maybe also training staff to be able to handle situations like that. Because I know that maybe it's not something that happens every day, but truly not something that it's rare and it's not common because it is.
Detective Superintendent Linda Hollett and Rape Services Executive Officer Karen Willis say that society also needs to step up for the victims.
If they're not putting themselves in danger to actually assist the victim in any way they possibly can by approaching the victim, also providing the name and details to the victim and also reporting to the police as well.
If there's a train full of people just yelling at the bloke, "I saw what you did, cut it out," is probably enough to cut the whole situation. Stepping in between the two people, filming it, doing those sorts of things, I wouldn't suggest being violent, but I would certainly suggest making a noise, kicking up a fuss. Women and girls in particular have a right to go about their daily lives without the fear or of these sorts of criminal and horrendous behaviours.